This is the Wall Street Update of the download edition of World Business Report on Friday the 4th of December. I'm Roger Hearing. Now, time to have a look at what's been happening on the share markets. Well, earlier I spoke to Chris Lowe of FTN International in New York, and I began by asking him about the latest rather strong US jobs figures.
They were pretty good. In fact, after getting ISM indices, this is the PMI for manufacturing and for non-manufacturing, those were both quite weak in November. On the street, everyone sort of was whispering their employment estimates downward from 200,000. But we ended up with a 211,000 gain, which is better than expected. We got a nice upward revision to September and October. Unemployment rates stayed low. Average hourly earnings continued to rise. And, you know, on balance, it's actually stronger than the Fed would like to see. They've lately been saying they'd like to see something closer to 100,000 a month.
Well, I was going to ask, how is this going to affect Janet Yellen's decisions? Because everyone's saying it's got to be December. Is it going to be for the interest rate rise?
Absolutely. I think at this point, I'd be very shocked if they didn't go. She testified yesterday in front of the Joint Economic Committee of Congress, and she told them that she'd like to start tightening in 2 weeks if the data cooperate. And look, this is the last big piece of data.
Chris Lowe of FTN International in New York. And in fact, in terms of figures on Wall Street, the Dow ended up 2.1% at 17,847. Here in London, the 100 share index was down 0.6% at 62.38. And if you're keeping an eye on gold, currently trading at $1,087 an ounce. And January New York light crude oil down 94 cents at $40.14 a barrel. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the BBC World Service. For more, download Business Matters, where the big stories and trends of the day are discussed by contributors in Asia and North America. You can listen to it over breakfast or on your way to work.